This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. DOL Secretary Perez says that the new overtime rule will benefit 5 million workers and deliver $1.3 billion in additional wages to workers because of the doubling of eligibility to over $50,000 per year. Online lenders are forming a trade association with the Lending Club, Prosper, the Funding Circle, and others in anticipation of new regulations from the SEC about how they do business. The Pope, in a new report, eased the way for divorced and remarried Catholics to rejoin the faith, but held the line on gay unions and bans on contraception and abortion. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron has admitted to profiting from his father's trust disclosed in the Panama Papers as lawmakers in the UK demand more information. China has blocked The Economist and Time magazine issues, which tied offshore accounts to families of officials. The head of the Federal Election Assistance Commission is accused in a suit in federal court of unilaterally changing the instructions on the voter form without the power to do so. His decision to open the way for Kansas, Georgia, and Alabama, among others, to require a birth certificate to register. The Justice Department has refused to defend him. Geneticists in extensive studies of birth records have found that the cuckoldry rate is less than 1% in Belgium, as low in other studies in Spain, Italy, Germany, and Mali, despite husbands arguing that their wives are having babies by other men. Several Hong Kong democracy protesters were sentenced to prison for up to 4 years. Dozens of student protesters in Myanmar have been in jail without trial for over a year were released. A lower court in Wisconsin has held that the effort to block union dues collection in the private sector is a taking of their property without compensation. The state is appealing to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Former President Bill Clinton, reacting to the firestorm of criticism he ignited in his mishandling of protesters' criticism of his crime and welfare policy, said, "I almost want to apologize." Purdue University is loaning students money against a percentage of their future earnings. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.